All right, guys. You guys are a relay team, it looks like.
Yes, relay.
Two-person relay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. What's your totem?
Tortuga.
Tortuga. What is a tortuga?
Tortuga is a tortoise, in Spanish.
Okay. Are you anticipating tortoise-like speeds, or are you gonna be racing this thing?
All right. Good excuse. Put it that way.
We're just here to lose weight.
Nice. Sounds like the way to go. I was wondering, how are you going to back up that losing weight plan with your diet? Are you going to be going for the hot dog option, or are you going to go for the powdered drink option?
Burritos and pizza.
I'm not sure if there's going to be much weight loss, guys. Is this your first time, or are you...
Both rookies at the 508.
Nice. Have you studied the course much? Are you particularly psyched for certain sections, or just going to take it as it comes?
Psyched for the finish. Yeah, we're from the Bay Area, so everything we've done, you're just checking out the web, pictures, the schematics and all that stuff. So looking forward to it, getting it going. I think it'll be less stressful once we get going on the road.
And which one of you is doing Tans Pass?
That's me.
How do you feel about that?
I've done stuff like that before. I mean, even probably after a couple hundred miles, I've done it before. So, every uphill comes with a downhill. So there's a big payoff at the end of that one, I think I'm going to look forward to.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys have a good attitude. So go out there and have fun. See you on the road. Okay, what's your name? What's your totem?
I'm Greg Hebert. Viper is my totem.
And you're riding for the Challenge Athletes, I hear. Can you say something about that?
Yeah, this is the second time I've done a fundraiser. It's really fulfilling to reach out and help other people through my training and raise about $1,000. You just hand out brochures to friends, neighbors, and no big effort, but it's not about the bike, like Lance Armstrong says, and that's a good way to put it. We need to reach out beyond our own little comfort zone and help others get some arms, some legs for disabled athletes and wheelchairs as well. Mm-hmm. And it's something I believe in and continue to do that, and like to challenge other racers to do the fundraiser. It's easy online, and you just register and your friends pump in some money online, and it's easy to do. Go ahead and do it next year.
Awesome. Thanks. Have fun out there and see you on the finish line, right?
Absolutely. I need all the luck I can get.
Okay, 10 minutes past 12 here in Santa Clarita, and we got our second checked-in rider. What's your name and what's your totem?
Okay, my name is Bob Buntrock, and I'm Water Bear.
Water Bear, nice totem. You're a first-timer, or this is a repeat performance?
Nope, it's my first time here, rookie.
Nice, nice, and... hoping it's going to go well for you. You can just tell us what's your favorite nutritional item, you think, at mile 400. What are you going to be craving for?
I believe it's going to be some oatmeal. That's about it.
Nice, nice. Thank you very much. Best of luck to you.
And thank you.
So I rode the 508 last year for my first time, and I rode up Bouquet Canyon, change of route, with a guy called Werewolf, who has just walked up to us now. Are you doing under the same capacity as Werewolf on the recumbent?
I am riding the same bike under the same totem.
Are you excited about this? Do you have a target time, a personal record here?
I do, actually. My one of the members of my crew, Jim Kern, set the recumbent record in 2003 of 33 hours and 40 minutes. My goal is to beat that, and Jim's been egging me on to do it for a long time. So that's my first goal. He thinks that on the bike that I'm on, I ought to be able to finish in under 30, and that's what I'm shooting for.
Sounds like a noble aim. Do you have any specific fueling plans to aid that? Are you stocking up on gummy bears?
Yeah, it's all done on red vines and scotch, right? no, scotch is illegal, sorry. Butterscotch, right?
Butterscotch, that's what I thought you said.
Yes, that's right. No, it's the important thing is to stay out of the traps. You know, the people that do it well in this race, are hard riders, but they're, don't go full bore. Stay out of the traps. Don't get caught up in the frenzy of it.
Any traps in particular you've been caught in the past, which you've learned your lesson from?
Oh yeah, I've been on all of them. Dehydration, bonk, overeating, I've done it all.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you're experienced and prepared, and good luck with hitting that record and showing who's who.
Thanks. Are you riding too?
No, I'm just taking the audio interviews, yeah.
Okay, well, I hope to see you out there in another year.
Shall do. Thank you. Hey, we got a four-person team with us here. Who are you guys?
Jim Gilman, Salinas,
California.
Bill Zimmerman.
Jan Valencia.
Hector Chavez.
And your totem is?
Western Wood Peewees.
What is a peewee?
It's a bird.
What? More specifically, a little one, a big one?
A little bird.
Flycatcher. Flycatcher.
Who chose the totem and where did it come from?
It was an accident. Total accident.
Not representative in any way of your...
No. Just a joke.
No, we have no fleets.
So you guys look like veterans to me. I think I recognize the name.
Third year.
You game for a personal best?
We do. Sure. We will. Yes.
Each year we've gotten faster.
We've got a goal.
Do I dare ask what that time is?
It's well before sunset on Sunday night.
Wow. So we're talking less than 35 hours.
Yeah. We want to get done. We don't want to put lights on.
The second time.
We want to get it over with.
Sounds very respectable. What are you guys going to be eating? Are you all eating the same stuff? Or is one of you eating burritos all the way through and the other guy's gummy bears?
Funny you should ask, because we do have burritos in the car, you know.
And they brought vegetarian ones for me.
Nice. You know, there are two vegan relay teams on this ride.
Really? So,
maybe I'll get on those teams next year. Better names, I hope.
Yes. And lots of greasy potato chips.
Nice. I mean, you can't go wrong. You've got your carbohydrates, your fat, and your salts. Cool. Well, and what are you guys all riding? You all got nice new bikes there? Or?
Yeah, I got a beautiful Calfee. I rode my first time, rode it last year, first time, and it's a beautiful bike. Nice and light, good climbing. I have a 29, a compact crank 29.
Old 7.
Old 7. Wow, nice bike.
Orbea Orca. Uh-huh. Pretty new.
And I have a Bianchi Carbon.
So you're all excited?
I am.
We're ready to go.
We're ready.
Looking forward to it.
Cool, you all look pretty excited about it. So hope it all goes well. You get there by sunset even on Sunday. And see you at the finish line.